Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, Rockstar, Matt here, and I probably don't have to tell you this because you do listen to this show, but just in case, you do know that lead generation is the engine that runs a real estate investing business, right? I mean, if you don't have consistent leads, you won't have consistent opportunities. And without that, your bank account is going to go up and down, just like a roller coaster. But if you know the best sources for leads and how to automate the flow of them, your income, it can be nice and steady to a point where you can then focus more on causing your income to grow rather than, you know, losing sleep over those money peaks and valleys. Let me show you how to avoid this feast or famine income flow in your business to make sure that your stress levels stay nicely in check. There are three things you have to do so your business doesn't turn on you and drain your bank account dry. You're going to want to take a look at epicintensive.com and register to join me in person for the next Epic Intensive in Manhattan Beach, California. It's the nicest beach city on the West Coast, by the way, and that's on July 18th through the 20th. This is going to be the last lead machine workshop before we change it up for 2020, and seating is limited. So if you don't get in on this one, that'll be all she wrote. We'll be on to the next thing next year, and right now, for a limited time, you can only get access at epicintensive.com. Right now, you can get two tickets for just a very small, fully refundable seat deposit. At the intensive, you're going to learn the essentials of a really good automated lead machine. We're actually going to work together on creating your very own that you'll be able to bring back to your market and put it to work. In fact, we're going to turn your weak lead generation into the strongest part of your business. Imagine what's possible when this is true for you. But remember, access to the Epic Intensive is only available for a limited time. When the seats are gone, they are gone. That's July 18th through the 20th. And it's California. It's the beach. It's the middle of summer. Bring the family. Make a vacation out of it. But don't delay. Go to epicintensive.com and register today.
I do work with Matt Terrio directly. I call him. I've been on a handful of calls with him. I know him personally now. It was a couple months ago, I flew into LA, just moving my sister here, and I asked him to just sit down and meet up with me. So we had dinner. It was at a steakhouse. Met there for, I don't know, it was 2 hours. It went pretty late into the night. And it was just an awesome experience to sit down with somebody of that caliber. He's just so gracious and free with his time and the information that he shared with me. It was incredible.
Today, we're going to talk about lead generation for real estate investors. And the main thing we're going to focus on is a real estate lead generation funnel. I'll talk about what it is, what's it for, and what's in it for you.
It's Terrio Media.
Before we get started, though, if you're serious about your real estate investing and if you're really serious about creating a steady stream of deals, then you might want to go take a look at our 5 building blocks to a lead machine architecture. It's what we use here in the office and with our clients to build and optimize all of our lead generation strategies. And you can get a copy of that. It's just a little booklet, a lot of cool little pictures, full color. And you can get that over at epicleadmachine.com. Alrighty. So when it comes to generating leads for your real estate investing in your business, we all know that we need to be consistent with it, right? We need to create consistent lead flow. But a huge thing that holds people back is the marketing budget that can be required to keep those leads rolling in consistently. And I get it all the time where people are really concerned about them running out of marketing funds before that next deal closes. And sometimes it can get a little scary and frustrating, to say the least, but downright panic time, right? If you're going to run out of money before that deal comes in. We've all waited for closes at some point or another. And it makes sense because that can happen, and it does happen. But here's the thing. There's more to it than just generating a lead. You know, to truly maximize your marketing dollars, your marketing efforts, and to try and squeeze every single opportunity that you can out of those leads, what you need to build and then send those leads through is what we call a real estate lead generation funnel. And I'll kind of draw you a picture if you don't know what it is. So some of you that are a little bit more marketing savvy or marketing centric, I'm sure you know what it is, but some of you might not. So let me come over here and just kind of switch my camera over and I'll draw you a little picture here. So a lead generation funnel, a real estate lead generation funnel, very much kind of, this is where it gets its name, is it actually, it looks like a funnel, okay? So in the top, we put in basically property owners. And then down at the bottom, they come out as money for you as a real estate investor. All right, so there's kind of four levels of this funnel. I'll draw a picture of it the best I can here. So at the top, what we have here is we called awareness. Awareness. All right, so awareness. So this is where you are creating your awareness inside of your market, and that can be online or off. It could be via social media. It could be through networking and events. It could be through all your advertising and your marketing. That's where the awareness happens. And then the next level down the funnel is what we call interest, right? So this is where you start talking to the person that is aware of you right now, and you essentially interview them. You interview them to see if they are somebody that you can actually help, if they're going to be a good fit for you for what you offer. And if so, you'll go ahead and set the appointment to gather more interest. So there's the interest. The next level down is what we call the decision. All right. So this is probably most times it might be face to face at the house or the property that you're looking at. And you're going there, you're going to make an offer and give the seller, the property owner, the ability to make a decision. And then down here, the last one is what we get is action. And the action that we're specifically looking for there is a signature. All right, so this is the natural progression that all of your leads are going to go through. They start out as property owners. They become aware of you through various means, whether it's online or offline. Then they have some interest and they'll contact you to ask you more. You'll go ahead and interview them to see if they're going to be a good fit for you. And if they are, you'll move to an appointment where you'll give them the opportunity to make a decision. You'll present an offer to them there. And then once they have the offer, they get to take the action. And the appropriate action is a signed contract. And that's going to lead you to the payday. All right. So one thing that's what a basic funnel looks like. And you can do that manually, or you can set it up to work automatically. And what you'll need at every level here, at the awareness level, at the interest level, at the decision level, at the action level, is a what we call a follow-up process or a follow-up sequence. So at every single level, there's a follow-up process. And what each level's follow-up process is designed to do is to move them down to the next level in your funnel until they are ready to make that decision and take that action, okay? I'll share an interesting story with you in just a minute, but first, if you like this kind of stuff and you want to generate more and improve the quality of leads that you're generating, you might like a copy of our lead machine architecture. If that sounds interesting to you, head on over to epicleadmachine.com and you can get it over there, okay? So inside of our private Facebook, this story, it's of an Epic Pro Academy member, and Jeff, you might know him, but I'll keep his name private because I don't like to disclose everybody's business, but we do something inside of the Epic Pro Academy called Follow Through Friday. And on Follow Through Friday, we come in and we post our wins for the week. And we celebrate, we high five, we give the likes, we give the loves, and we get the comments. People ask questions. How'd you find this deal? How'd you pull that off? Oh my God, look how much you made. It's a big fat check in there posted today. And so we do that every Friday. And one of the wins this week, it came from a client where they had such a funnel in place, and it was a lead that entered their funnel months ago. But because the follow-up inside of that funnel was all automated, this person didn't have to do really anything except let the funnel and the follow-up system do its job. And that lead was moved down the funnel to the decision process of where my client was able to have that conversation, present an offer, and get the decision, and the action of signing that contract was made today. Was made yesterday. He posted the win today. And that deal is going to result in a $15,500 payday for this client. And all from a lead machine, a lead generated funnel, or a lead that was generated months ago by marketing dollars that were spent months ago. And so if you don't have a real estate lead generation funnel, then you're really leaving money on the table. You know, so many investors will just go after that low hanging fruit, meaning the people that are ready to buy right now on that first or second contact. And then they just move on to their brand new leads and let all those pass by. And while they're doing that, somebody else is following up with them because they called you for a reason. Most people aren't going to call a postcard on how to sell their house fast with no hassle unless they are thinking about it. Might not be today. And a lot of times, most of the time, it's not. But there's something in their mind that they know is down the road that might put them in a situation where they'll have to call you back. And so the lead generation funnel system will go ahead and do that. And so that low-hanging fruit, I can kind of think of a funnel as like a low-hanging fruit creator. It's kind of like you have all the fruit on the top of the tree, right? And the low-hanging fruit is all the easy stuff. That's what everyone grabs. But there's all this fruit up at the top of the tree. And the funnel, automated in the proper way, will start shaking that fruit down to the bottom where it will actually be reachable by you. So I call the funnels like the low-hanging fruit creator. Alrighty, so just something to think about. What does your current funnel look like? And if it's 100% you and you got a little daily tracker that you know to call that person back every other day or so until they sell, then that's a funnel that can work, right? But there's so much technology and so many systems that you can leverage today where all that can be done automatically and with absolutely no deterioration of your result. And so look at your funnel. What does it look like? Where does it need some attention? All right, so just kind of look at those points and start giving attention to it. All righty. And by the way, if you're serious about real estate investing and you'd like to create your own real estate lead generation funnel, then you might like to take a look at our lead machine architecture. This is what we use. That's the building blocks to create the basic structure of it. And you can grab a free copy over there at leadmachine.com. All righty. So here's what we know. We know that we need leads to make money in real estate, right? And leads can cost a lot of money to generate. But when you have a real estate lead generation funnel in place, the amount of money, it's not as much as you think. And it's certainly not as much money as people are wasting, those people with that don't have a funnel in place. So really, in a nutshell, a proper real estate lead generation funnel is going to equate to higher conversions, less marketing spend, and less work. So if you don't have one, it might be something you want to consider getting. Alrighty, let me see if there's any other comments over here. Just my friend Jeff today. It's a Friday afternoon. You shouldn't be watching me anyway, but I thought I'd go take a look. And that's it. So thanks again. And don't forget, if you're serious about getting more deals done, then you might want to grab a copy of our lead machine architecture. You can get that over at epicleadmachine.com. All right, y'all enjoy the weekend and I will see y'all soon. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.